Hello. It is another episode of, I think I called this originally Drive Time the first time, but hey, some things have changed. We're calling this Point to Point, 'cause it's a fun name. It's like racing, but also about points. And today's point to point. I was having a conversation with someone the other day about the Nintendo pre-orders, and the I guess we'll get this out of the way now. I did not pre-order a Switch 2. I actually kind of don't want one. I did some thinking about it, and a topic for another day, I think, but I just don't think Nintendo games are for me. I just never really had the, I don't know, it seems like there needs to be some sort of inherent nostalgia for those games, and part of the problem of those games never going on sale means that I never want to take a chance on one. Like my Nintendo gaming is almost, let's see, almost exclusively Breath of the Wild. I actually finished. Technically, I think I just beat Ganon on my wife's Switch save. We co-opted through Mario Odyssey. I played Animal Crossing New Horizon. Played a little bit of Tears of the Kingdom and kind of fell off. Part of that is probably because I was playing on the Switch Lite, and that game probably, I feel like it demands a larger screen, and that teeny tiny screen was not doing it for me. But I use my Switch for indie games, and I mean, especially now, I think besides playing through Lorelei and the Laser Eyes as like a couch co-op game with my wife, I don't think I touched my Switch last year. Which is not, I mean, it's fine, I guess. But you know, it also kind of means that looking at the finances of stuff and trying to see, like, do I want to go through this entire hellish process of trying to get a Switch 2 in at pre-tariff prices? It just wasn't fun or really worth it to me, so I didn't. But the thing I was thinking about with the Switch specifically, and I think part of this comes down to Nintendo wanting to position themselves as toy makers, not like video game console makers in the same way that Sony and Microsoft are. But I was talking to someone about it, and the thing that kind of just hit me in that conversation about like the process of pre-ordering, and I think they said that, you know, they tried to do online pre-orders, but that was a shit show for Best Buy and Walmart. So the last recourse, which I'm sure that you have heard elsewhere, was that, oh, well, we have to now it's time to go to the GameStop. Like, we got to go to the physical GameStop when they open at noon or whatever to pre-order my Switch 2 bundle or get any like accessories so that on launch day I can get it. And it just kind of hit me in that conversation how much of a fucking bummer that is. Like, I don't know, like the PlayStation 5 and the Xbox Series, or even like Xbox One, PS4 level gaming consoles are just like, they don't feel like midnight release gaming consoles. Like, they just don't feel like these are just incremental upgrades, and now we're just getting another one of them. I mean, the dashboard didn't change between the Xbox One and the Series S, and like not much changed between PS4 and PS5. I mean, I have like a whole blog post about this, how like gaming is in its big tech era. You can go check that out on the site. But the sentiment kind of remains the same. And the thing that just really bums me out about all of this nonsense about like pre-order queues and like going to stand in line for 3 hours at GameStop is that you do all that shit and you don't get anything. Like it's not that like, oh, it's possible you could do this and you don't get the pre-order. No, it's that you physically walked, took the train, hopped in your car to drive to the crumbling edifice of a GameStop to stand in line outside of a strip mall so that a manager who probably doesn't like their job can walk out and just tally up how many Switch 2 bundles they're going to take your credit card for today, so that in a month and a half, you might get it in the mail or have to line up in that same line to get it from all of the people also waiting in line to get it. And it just is like, it really gets me. Like, it's one thing to stand in a queue to be on an online queue to just get something so that you can pre-order it or whatever. But the idea that you would go to a physical launch, not a launch, that you would go to a physical store in the hopes that someday you will be able to do the same thing to get the device, just like robs you of the joy of that midnight launch. And like, I never went to a midnight launch. Like, particularly, I don't like the idea of standing outside a GameStop at 10 p.m. waiting for the doors to open for the Wii to come out. But like, I just can't imagine what the conversation in that line is of like, oh man, like what are you so excited to play in 2 months? You know, like everyone's just standing there with their Nintendo DSs, hoping that they'll get the console, and then they'll go in the store, and then you'll walk to your car, you'll rip that bad boy open and be like, hell yeah, it's black and it's cool and it does 4K 60. Look at this cool thing. But you don't get to do that. You go to the store and you pay someone $450 just for the privilege to, I guess, be on a list. And like, that's not even bringing into like, I mean, let's assume that Nintendo has all of that inventory available in the US, because like, I feel like this is the other shoe that's bound to drop. Like, so many people are just doing this because, I mean, for all we know, those prices are going up another $50 to $100 in the next 6 months, right? Like, prices have not gone down for PlayStations and Xboxes, but like, what a dire way to be living your life, where you're just out there getting your pre-tariff priced Nintendo console so that you don't have to pay a stupid amount of money next year when you actually want this thing, or when there's actual software to support it. And like, I'm sure a lot of this is just coming from the feeling I have about like game manuals and everything. Like, it's the same kind of deal. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a physical products guy, but not a physical media guy. And I imagine part of that is just with the removal of the games manual and like this fun experience of being able to sit in the back of the car and like, you just got out of Toys R Us, you're holding on to that fresh wrapped box for Pokemon Blue. Like, you can just sit in the back seat and throw that bad boy in your Game Boy, and now you're playing. Like, we've just replaced that instant gratification with download timers, and it's kind of the same thing with the Switch 2. Like, it just really bums me out that there are all these people so excited for this thing, and the best they can do is just stand in a line or refresh browsers constantly, or just wait with bated breath for an email from Nintendo to show up, just so that they can pay for something they don't even get. And like, again, like, I understand that somewhat for, let's say, something like the Playdate. You know, like, it's an experimental console. You know, it's not going to be this huge seller. They don't really know how much it's going to sell. Like, you need to have the pre-orders to kind of front load manufacturing demand and like get those things made and pay for that upfront cost. Like, it's fucking expensive to have anything made. But this is Nintendo. Like, as far as like reporting and just rumors have gone, like, they delayed this thing almost 9 months to a year just to possibly have Mario Kart lined up and ready to go. Like, they have the inventory. They've been saying that they expect this thing to sell the same, if not better, than the Switch One in like the opening couple months. And like, come on, man. Like, just I get it. Like, you don't want to have a crush, you don't want to have scalpers, like all of that shit. But what just a disappointing way for this new thing to launch. And I think it's just generally in line with how I feel about the Switch 2, where it's incremental improvement. Like, I don't know how many units are going to be moved because it has mouse mode, you know? And it's just this next step. Like, it's this more like, I don't know, it's not a perfect metaphor, but it's a very Apple kind of way of doing it. You know, I think Nintendo has, like, at least on the brand side and the litigation side, like a bit of Apple in them versus, Xbox is doing their Microsoft thing as per usual. They're just giving that shit to anyone who wants to put it on a mobile gaming console to fit in the Steam Deck competitor. But like, yeah, I don't know. It just really bums me out that you have people waiting in line, got their camp chairs out in front of a GameStop in broad daylight, just so that they can hand over a credit card and wait a month and a half. It just sucks. Like, at least it at least feels like you should be able to like have something. Like, there needs to be like in this day and age of influencers and streamers and all that shit, like, you should be able to sell that thing and have like make it an event, you know? Like, have those pop-up events, like, do the really dumb Amazon food truck, like, have something like, hey, thanks for pre-ordering a Switch 2. Here's a fucking postcard, you know? Like, here's literally anything to make this feel like it was a premium experience. And instead, you just showed up at a store to do the same thing that you could have done online. And the only reason you're at the store is for, I guess, to get some power-up points, to trade in your three other consoles to maybe be able to afford this one, or I guess because you couldn't get in online. But yeah, I don't know. I was just sitting there thinking, and like, all the hype about this thing, and people are so excited to play new Nintendo games and everything, and you don't even get like a enamel pin of Mario giving the finger to someone. You know, like, there's not even like a poster of Mean Muggin' Luigi or that cow doing a kickflip on a grind rail in Mario Kart. Like, please, just please, for God's sake, give me something. Ugh. But hey, we're here at the train station, and it's time to pack up. Time to start this day off right. So hey, thanks for hanging out, and give the show a follow, share with a friend. This has been Point to Point. Thanks for hanging out. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, I guess. Bye.